Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Tuesday. Going by, and we are so in the middle of change right now. I'm sure everybody felt it from last Wednesday. This last week has just been an earth change, a lot of things going on weather-wise, you know, very hot and dry in some areas and really cold where I am. We've been snowing for endlessly. And so I really get that we are being shown what the Mayan calendar was referring to. And so everybody's worried about it being the end of the world. But I think that we have to realize that when things change, things do end. On relationships, earth, you know, situations that are kind of obvious, that when an earthquake happens and people have were in it, that their life has changed completely, right? So we really have to see that is some of the predictions of the Mayan calendar, and that it has already started. It actually started last year, and it's going to continue into the 2012. So I think one time when we get to a point where we can see it right in front of our face, and that's usually weather, then we start to believe that the changes are real. You know, we can hear about it and somebody can talk about it, but when you can actually say, this is so unlike this area. You know, back east they had tornadoes. You know, areas that never see that type of weather are seeing and experiencing new things. So are we ready? That's the biggest question. Are we ready for change? Because that is ultimately what this moon, we just went into Gemini moon last Wednesday, is about. It's about relationship. And it's about relationship to your world, and mostly yourself. So if you haven't been feeling connected, we can try to figure out what it is that has disconnected you. A lot of times if we have been too connected to the earthly events, and I mean that in the negative way, I mean if we're tuned into Fox News and we're really getting bombarded with negative information about the world, that can actually shut down your spiritual heart, you know, because we need to have a heart that is open to spirit. And when we move everything up into the brain and we really aren't listening or feeling life from the heart, we could become very fearful, mistrusting, and in a sense disconnected to our own spiritual self. So the question is, have you been disconnected? And if that has been going on in your world, what are some of the reasons do you think that has actually happened for you that's kind of made this happen? So you have to really look and ask the right questions, because I think that we can get to a place that says, oh, it's being done to us. But it's really our being sensitive to what we are allowing into our world. I really get that. For me, I have to shut the TV off, which I don't usually watch very much of. You don't watch the cooking station, things that are really supporting my spirit. And I actually shut that off because I realized that then I'm not really having my own imagination and creativity isn't able to really come to me because I'm being influenced by my outer world. So I really recommend that if you are lost, if you're a writer and you haven't written, then go for a walk, come back, and see if you can find that writer's voice, that writer in you again, because this is the time to do this. This is where change is happening, and you can utilize the change by bringing up your creative energy. I'm going to start to pull some cards for the planet, because I never do this, and I really think that we should, to see what the energy is kind of around. And this kind of a universal pull, so it's things that have been happening for people, and maybe they haven't really understood why. But it's we're going to pull from the sense of it being on a universal scale. All right? So this is the kind of what has been going on. Okay, rise and shine. So this is the time, if you haven't gotten your energy from having this long winter, it's the time to rise and shine. Open the windows, get out your summer clothes, put the flip-flops on, get your body back into the spirit of being free. When I see rise and shine, it really means to embrace the moment, embrace your day. And it really is the energy of the now, and accept love. Now, accepting love is probably what most people have the hardest thing to do. I mean, sometimes we can be very giving, but when it comes time for us to really accept someone being kind to us or appreciating what they've done for us, that's where we shut off. I want everyone to think about how they are in the world when somebody's being kind to them. Is it hard for you to accept love? Do you say, oh, no, I'll do it, and you really push away any advice, kindness, help that might be out there in the world that is really trying to support you. And that's really the vibe of today. We are in a lot of people are in predicaments of unemployment, so they need help. They may need food. They may need help getting food and keeping their family warm or cool if they're in a hot place. They need help. So accepting love is a really big place for a lot of people to get to. Realize that it's love coming to you. It's the answer to your prayer. It's someone saying, I can help you. So I want you to open up to that whole vibe of what it feels like to receive when someone says they love you. I love that one because to me it's a really important thing to know. And then spread the light. Okay, so here we are in this amazing place of enlightenment. Everyone is excelled or being, I believe, challenged on many levels to really reach a higher and new vibration that, in a sense, is to spread their own light. So whatever that light is for you, whatever your creative energy is that really can help others around you, we are being asked to do that. The last one is have fun. I like that one. That one means that maybe we have been too serious. Maybe the planet has been far too serious and really hasn't really gotten to a place that says, hey, you know, this is my life and I'm going to choose to have fun. I'm going to laugh more. I'm going to have girlfriend night out if I haven't. I'm going to enjoy have people over. If I even, you know, really fun is your choice. So this is a really important card to get for especially a planetary thing, and that is to really look at the happiness around us instead of what's going wrong. So I like that one because that will keep us strong through the times and the changes that are happening. So I'm going to start taking some calls, so please call in. I'd love to hear what's going on for you, and I'll do a reading for you. So hold a second. Hello, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hi, you're in Coral. Hi, who are we talking to?
Hey, Patty, it's so sweet. I didn't think I was going to get on that quick.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I need some. I'm trying to stay positive.
Oh, see you. That was the card spread for the planet, and it really is true. It's going on. So
I'm being tested.
All right.
I'm being tested. I am being tested. I know it's all going to work out, but I want your version because you say it in a really nice way.
What did I say?
I'm going through a little tough time. My not a tough time, challenge, which is an opportunity. So as of May 8th, my stepfather had offered to help me out. I told him about my business, what I wanted to do, and I was going to wait until I got the financing until I started. So I was looking at, you know, $50,000. Mm-hmm. So he goes to me, he'll offer $25,000. Mm-hmm. So when he said that, I go, okay. So what I did was I started my project. Well, I've officially met the best landlord in the world. He's so nice. I've gotten my whole presentation of my store, my dipping cap, everything set for the ice cream store is in place. Mm-hmm. And as of last week, my check that I got was only for $2,500. He was stating that he didn't remember him telling me that he was going to give me the full amount. Mm-hmm. And so as of yesterday, the words to me were, I need to go back to work and save up my own money and do that. But I
so
feel
that, in
like...
in a sense, the help that was out there just got pulled, in a sense? Is that
it got
feeling?
Pulled.
Yeah, got pulled.
Yeah,
okay.
It just got pulled.
All right, so, mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see if the universe is saying to you that... this can still happen without having another person involved, because I'm almost seeing that sometimes when we owe something to somebody out there, their business already has the sense that it's never going to get on top of that $25,000 that you owe already. You know what I mean? So I
right.
don't see this as a negative thing. I see this as just a turn of how you're going to look at developing this business. So it may be on a smaller scale instead of a big grand scale to have people know about the, you know, but you can still tweak it so that it could possibly work without this big financing behind you. So that, let's think of that. Let's think of what the universe could be saying to you on a positive note to say, you
right.
don't need them. You don't need this. We are here. We will support this. So because that's where I'm getting that, you know. So let's put our double thinking cap on and our biggest visionary glasses that you can put on to see past this, in a sense, change, because that's all I see. It's just a change of events, you know. And sometimes it is the blessing in disguise. So I really get, let me pull some
right.
cards and see. Let's see what that means.
While you're doing that, I did say that today.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, I will just need $10,000 for some working capital to
right.
buy my products and uh-huh. to buy my presentation for my store and start off small and not worry about cushion and having the faith that the first month is going to be grand slam where it's going to go put back into my business and able to pay me at the same time and then just go ahead and lease the $20,000 worth of equipment instead of buying used equipment.
I like maybe that. Yeah, that feels good. That feels good to me too. It feels like you're starting off with less of a burden, you know, to the business. And so to me, that is a positive thing. You know, it feels like the less stress you have on you every month to make this big note is actually more beneficial to the vibration of the business. You know, it's
okay.
freer. You know, think about this. It's like if I gave you a 100-pound pack to climb a mountain.
Right.
Or I give you a 10-pound pack, which one's an easier one to do? You know, I'm
right.
sitting in front of my mountain. I live in the mountain. So I realize it's always a beautiful reminder about, like, when you're climbing, when you're going, when the mountain's in front of you. And this is a task, because anything that's a business and you're trying to, in a sense, birth that forward, you want to look at it like, what would be the easiest way for me to do this? Not most of
right.
I mean, it would be nice to have the money and the freedom, but the freedom will eventually become the burden, you know, of the money. You know what I mean? So I really
That's
am getting
right.
this. There's something bigger here to look at on how we can do this to make it an easier flow for you. All right? So let's see
okay.
what it says.
Okay.
Let's see what it says. Because I – okay, reach out. I like that one. Because reaching out is really about seeing what possibilities are out there that you haven't thought of. So if you have a business that needs to be let's say you have, no, this is something, I was driving down the street and I could share this with you because I come up with all like these bad thoughts. And now we live in the mountain community and a lot of the businesses here are having a hard time. because people aren't coming into their stores. We just don't have the crowds because the weather's been so bad and all that. So the crowd hasn't come into the store to, you know, and I've been hearing it a lot with people who have little businesses that they sell things or if they need people, right, to get the business to keep moving. So my girlfriend and I were talking, and she's really good at business online. She does like eBay and all that stuff. And I said, well, why couldn't you go into these businesses that are hoping someone comes into their business and say, I have a web page and I will put your products that you sell in this store on my web page and I will sell them through my web page. So then this way they're already in the stores, if you can get what I'm talking about. They're already there. And now somebody from Switzerland wants to buy that product, then you ship it to them. So you're not waiting for someone to walk into your store. You have it already available because the people have the merchandise, and you don't have to put a penny into the business other than eBaying it and getting it, you know, photographs and all that. So there is a whole other realm, especially because the computer is so vital to so many people, you know. I mean, you have to realize that that's a possibility of getting a business going without having a big investment, if you can get, you know, okay? So reach out. I like that. And then Just Sing. So I hear Just Sing because I get that in the celebration of your business is where you have to stay in the energy of what you are doing, okay? Just Sing is a celebration, okay? It means don't let this little negative thing and mask the fact that you finally got going on this amazing project of yours, okay? Because I get that's the energy of that you want to keep is the newest, the excitement, the, you know, just singing about it, in a sense, expressing it and telling everybody about it, just as if, like, somebody did give you the $25,000.
Right,
just,
I haven't.
You know, yeah. All right, so keep it going. Keep the energy. Keep that excitement always there, no matter if you have $5 or $25,000. You know, it's really what's going to make the difference of your business. Okay?
Okay.
And then lend a hand. I like lend a hand. I mean, it means that you're going to have to ask for people to help you with this. This is not only your thing. Maybe you know somebody who could be good at something that you don't know about, and you're going to have to ask for a hand, which is okay. The lending of the hand, even going to your dad and asking for the money, is about lending a hand. So it's about where you are in the world right now. It's like, okay, this is where I am. I need support. I'm going to ask for it from everyone I know that could help me with this. All right? Because that's a business. You know, it's like, you know, how many people does it take to really run a business? A lot of people. It takes, you know, people who know how to do this and who are good at the accounting part. You know, you can't do everything. And so really it's about lending a hand is also seeing that it's a reciprocating thing. You know, you're good at something you could help someone else out with. So this is the time that you're in this. This really, it's a birthing process, okay?
Okay.
And it does say no. That's interesting. Say no. So when no comes up, it means to just stay put in where you are, to say no, you know, and to see what this, in a sense, this moment is going to give you, okay? Because when you say no, it stops you, right? It gives you a sense of space and time and not doing anything. So saying no is what's coming up around you. So maybe staying at a smaller level of what you were talking about going into just doing it at this level is really what it's saying to do, that it's okay to do that, all right?
Okay.
And then connect with your soul family. Now, connecting with your soul family, again, is like reaching out, but you're reaching out on a spiritual level. So you're going to be grabbing all your guides, everybody that you know that's on the other side.
Yep.
And in a sense, helps you out, grandmother, everybody. You're saying, okay, I need you now. All right, show me, tell me. I am open and I am ready to listen to whatever the information you have for me. So as soon as we step, in a sense, out of our own way, things can move. Okay, so don't let the $25,000 not coming to you stop you, because it does feel like there is a flow here. And besides,
yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I,
it sounds like you're
I'm
already in it
going.
And you're doing good with it. You got motivated. And, you know, like that, if somebody's saying to you, okay, here it is, and you got motivated just because they said here it was, then what you're seeing is that was the only difference between doing it and not doing it, right? And you already
right.
did it. You did it, you know. It's,
right.
it's really amazing. Like the lady, did you ever hear about the lady who, she's a billionaire now, but she started a business, a cosmetic business. You know that Bed Bath and Bath, they make
uh-huh.
like, from England. And I heard her story was an amazing story. She was homeless. And
wow.
she didn't know what she could do in the world, but she knew that she knew a lot about fragrances and oils and things like that. So she started to make, like, things just out of what she could do. Like, she'd go to her friend's house and make potpourris for the home, and she'd do things like this. And they started, everybody loved it. So she ended up bringing her idea to a company that already made them. And they just loved it. Nobody was doing it at the time. Nobody was doing incense or bath salts or anything that was so like she was doing. And so they bought her idea from her. It's
wow.
amazing. And here she was from nothing to something. But all it was she got motivated to get going on it. Instead of having the thought, I don't have the money, I should never do this, she just started to do what she loved to do. And then found the money out there in the world that supported her. So maybe this is some of the tweaking that we have to get in your framework. $25,000 might be too small. It might be the universe might be pulling that out because it's saying your idea is worth $1 million. You know what I mean? So let's not
right.
think that small. Let's think bigger than $25,000. What would it be like to have a bigger company that you're already creating on a wider scale? So these are the big questions. And it does say decide the outcome. So it's really about you standing up, getting the energy, keeping it up, almost like I'm going to give you the $25,000 check and I'm going to put it in your pocket. So that gives you that sense of confidence. But it's really you. You know, that money is nothing to do with what you are going to do with this business. You know?
And that's why I've actually been took two steps back and the YOLO leader would have just gotten so I would have been in a different place. I just feel like it is okay. And I just said, okay, well, if it's just the 10 grand, then it will give me at least say 4 or 5 of it will get me started and the rest can float me even mm-hmm. for a month. And I can just go ahead and finance my equipment instead of buying it out. So that's
like
how
that
I've narrowed
yeah.
it down.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm thinking that, I was kind of thinking that when I do go home to Pennsylvania next week, that my stepfather would still go ahead and help me. I don't know. I'm just feeling like maybe he will reach out again and help me. But as I'm reaching out to others, he may just add to it and realize.
Right.
That
maybe what reach out is not to have it only if that card comes up. Maybe it's not to only have it in one person, you know. For
mm-hmm.
for what you need and see maybe there's another partner out there that might want to participate. So it's about reaching out, spreading it out instead of looking at only one person. Maybe there's two, maybe there's three, you know, that
right.
may like to invest in your business. And so therefore it wouldn't be just one big, you know, $25,000 loan. It could be a 5 and a 5 and a 10 and, you know, whatever you need to get through
right.
to get to the other side. I do believe, though, and I do see that the less stress you have in the beginning, the more it will work for you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm sticking to.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see that happen for anyone starting a business, you know? Like, I really get that if you can not be already in the red but when you start, you know? I mean, everybody's going to be a little, but to be really high up on the scale of owing people, I think that's more stress. So maybe this is just taking it down a notch so that you'll have more of a calmer feeling around the business, you know, of making it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't really emphasized on starting the cheesesteak part of it because mm-hmm. I was going to add that in addition after 3 months after the summer has ended, then put a new feature for the fall on mm-hmm. putting cheesesteak because I was just going to put my revenues back into my business and have that money to float me to get my next venture. So I have...
Mm-hmm.
Reached out really, really small in order to get really, really big. So
yeah.
that is one thing that I have done. It's just like when you have everything in place in life and everything is there and, you know, you got meet this great landlord and you just got to understand that, okay, if it's meant for me to be there, he will be there, you know, and I know I call upon all my angels and my guides and everything. So I'm doing that. It's just today's been
How
a little
about this,
tough
though?
For me.
I just got, do you know what I just saw? I just saw you making angel cookies. I really did. I just saw you making these beautiful angel cookies. They look like
Wow. They're
all hand-painted. They're beautiful. And I see you selling them online. And the whole idea is angels, angel food cake, angel, and then it's like a whole line of bakeware and you know food that you eat that's angel related.
Yeah.
So like somebody could send that to somebody, you know, who's having a hard time, who's in the hospital. Angel cookies, you know, angels are with you. I mean, it's got a vibe to it that it was so clear when you were talking that I'm thinking, wow. So maybe we need to just fine tune what it is that you are going to be doing, so it's not like just a regular anything. It's unique.
Oh no, my vision is very unique. Like
okay.
You don't understand, like my whole visualization in my store, no one has.
No one has, okay.
When you walk in my store, no one has. Like my whole presentation of my store when you walk in is strictly, you come get ice cream, but you're going to be educated because I'm going to be in the military, and then you're going to learn about the 4th of July. You're going to learn about the city of Philadelphia. You're going to, I'm having a whole mural done with the American red flag in the middle. It's Liberty Bell. My floor is going to be all brick, and you're going to get 32 flavors of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So all about love, education, and something really small and quaint, and it's in the neighborhood.
Nice.
I'm taking a risk. I'm
they
not
do
even going
very
to
well. Yeah, ice cream places around here do really, really well. They really do. They're the busiest place in Tahoe, only during the summer.
Oh, wow.
Only during the
Wow.
summer. Yeah. I mean, literally,
yeah,
there's a line out
in.
The door. Yeah, there's a line. Usually, there's two places in town, and every night, everybody stands in front of the getting this great. But they're really good prices. That's the thing. They're very smart people. They give you a lot for a little bit of money, you know. So
yeah.
For $5, you could just couldn't eat as much as they could give you, you know. So
yeah.
I do see it as a really wonderful idea. I do. And I don't think you're going to need so much to get it going because it's just it's going to take off because everybody likes that, you know. It's like something to do at night, takes a family. You know, you could have movie night where people can watch a movie and eat ice cream. You can make it your own, and I'm getting that vibe that it feels very unique when I'm in this place, and that's really good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I
but,
want
you know,
the kids
again,
to be educated.
Again, you know, it like you said, the vibration, the energy that you have in front, in a sense that makes people come back and tell people about it,
that's
it's got to get motivated within, like this premise of
right.
The mural won't sell ice cream, but you will, you know?
Right,
you will
of
because
course.
You are the guy. You're going to, you know, have the vibe that brings people back. So that's
right.
What I'm getting, yeah. So don't be so focused, and maybe that's what you need to hear. Don't be so focused on the little things that make you think that's a better place, because really, I've gone to restaurants, and I'm sure you've agreed that, you know, the vibe in the place is just basic, but there is the vibe of the people that, you know, welcome you in, and it's funny, and people are, you know, having a good time, and they ring bells when it's somebody's birthday, and they really make it a very festive vibration, and even though their food is just like everybody else's, it's the vibration of the place. So
that's what I wanted to do, is my presentation will make it where, and then me on top of it just seals the deal, but I wanted to be a place when you walk in, you're just going to feel that energy, just feel it.
Uh-huh. Well, I believe that, you know, I believe that because I know that's who you are. And so all you have to do is know that, you know, you could just be given ice cream of any kind that you can buy in the market and it would be still a good place because it's the energy around it that makes it special. And that's you. You know, it's like this. I've been a therapist almost 27 years. I never advertised. I never advertised a day in my life ever. And I used to have a waiting list, you know, of 6 weeks. But I really think that it was just because I was like you. I was really excited about what I was doing. You know, I loved what I did. It was a part of who I was, and I didn't need to sell it. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't
That's
really need, you know,
you
and ice cream, I believe you don't need to sell ice cream. You just need to have it open up and you'll be fine, you know?
And that's what I'm going on. So I've told everyone's been calling me for marketing. I said, no, when you walk in my store, people are going to market for me, and I'm going on that trust, and I believe in that. And they just look at me and like, yes, when you walk in my store, you're going to tell somebody else about my store.
Right.
So I'm not
right.
even worried. So I'm like you, yes.
Well, I'm not worried at all, but and I think that's what you have to know, that the extra money that you would thought you needed, you didn't need. You know?
Okay.
You know, you really didn't need it, cuz it's good. You want it to just, in a sense, be its organic self and then take off. You know, not all the stuff that, you know, it's like this. When you go to a really nice wedding, this is something I remember thinking, cuz I thought, "Oh yeah. Do you really remember the food?" And yet, I really can't say I remember, like, oh, maybe, yeah, they had good hors d'oeuvres or something like that. But I do remember the energy and the music. And I remember if I had a really good time. And I remember if people,
right.
like, you know, were and happy. I didn't remember all the little things that people took so much time and, you know, the double, you know, all the fancy stuff that they really labored over. I don't remember that as much. That's just not me. But I remember the feeling that I had sitting at a party. I mean, I've been to parties where they had chips and we had the best time. You know? I mean,
right.
It was like everybody was just in a great way. It was a good vibe place. And I get that that's what you need to hear, that it, all the little things.
You're
make,
right.
You know,
you're
don't
right,
make it
can...
a good thing. Don't make it the best place to go. It's just you. You could even open, I mean, this is something, there's a guy in New York, and he has got a little cart, I was just watching about, it was called Cart Wars or something like that, and he does really, really well, and he sells peanuts, not nuts, but the guy is, like, so on all the time, and he's so funny, and everybody's, like, you know, he insults people, but he's really funny, and everybody, he knows everybody's name, and, hey, where have you been? I haven't seen you in it. Like, this kind of guy, you know, he's kind of like a comedian, but he he's the business. And everybody else
right.
goes nuts on the street, but he doesn't. They don't do half as well as this guy because he's so amusing, and he's so entertaining and so engaging that he sells more nuts than anybody. So I really
wow.
get that. The universe has got you to look at what really you need, you know, to get it to happen, and you need the energy more so than the money. You know,
okay.
the money is like, I mean, all the stuff is irrelevant to the energy that you're going to really pay attention to, you know, about
okay.
it. Yeah. And I get that you just like celebrate it already and, you know, have a feeling of it already existing and
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I have.
I get, yeah, that one feels really good to me. And I don't care if you had a mural on the wall or not, I'd still go, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Really, let's not get so focused on all the stuff and really look at the business and how the quality of the ice cream is and what you're going to be giving them and the uniqueness of what it is that you're sharing with the world. That, to me, is where I'd put more of the energy. And
you
I think
it.
if you do that, don't worry about the other stuff. It's going to just work out. They'll want to invest. That's what I get.
Right.
If you show
right.
If you open your doors at the minimal amount without all the stuff and you did it with the 10,000 or whatever you can do and you get
right.
busy, 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 then guess what? Dad's going to say, you're doing great. I'll be happy to help you if you need it, you know?
Right.
So it's
yep.
more about showing the universe how it is that you're going to be once you already do it. And then
you got
it supports,
it.
Then it supports you. So that's all it is a shift of consciousness, and then you're fine. You're going to be just fine. I really, what's the name of the place? I want to see it. In my
it's going to be, it's already down Lolita's Parlor.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I'm going to visualize
yep.
myself in it. All right.
It's all red,
it.
White, and blue.
Red, white, I love it. Are
yeah.
you like? Are you on a near a base? Are you going to be with?
Yeah.
A lot of, okay. Good. Good.
I'm
good.
In this. I'm moving 2 hours away from my house to go in Columbus, Georgia, where all the military families are at.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm located in a subdivision, not subdivision, but around me is all residential.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of say traffic that you know. You say, okay, you're in the shopping center. I'm going in a unique space where. Next to me is a mom-and-pop pharmacy, a drop-off dry cleaners, a salon, and then a 24-hour daycare center.
Oh, nice. So lots
yes.
of families will be there, lots
yes.
of people.
Yes, and it's very
yeah.
quaint. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I think that's where I need to be, and that's also fits my personality. I'm a very community-oriented person.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually saw another place, and then one day I asked for a sign, and this place came up, and I literally felt like this owner was going to help me out, and I still do. and, you know, everything is just supposed to come out when it's supposed to happen. But you just made me really rethink that. I can probably borrow five, like say 10,000, but five from one person and five from another, so it doesn't look too big.
Right, and then you can get your, you know, you need to put, like, do you need chairs and tables and all that? You need to create the space, right?
Or yeah, no. That's already in. No, it's that's the budget is for that is $1,500.
For that, okay.
So that's everything in my store, and that's I went dirt cheap. That's why I went with the mural effect, because the young lady was charging me really good, decent price, and I'm only going to have four tables. So very less, but very quaint.
Well, you know, that sounds a lot like the place up here that's amazing. It doesn't have a lot of tables. I think it's like two or three, but the line is out the door. Because the ice cream is so cheap, and it's where the camping area is up here, and it's just everybody goes to it. It's just the most busiest ice cream place, and it only opens up for the summer. So they're so smart. You know, they just are there for when the season kicks in, and then they leave, and they shut down in the winter. But, like, I can see that, the minimal sense of it, that you just go get your ice cream and eat it while you're out, you know, walking down the street and stuff like that, you know. It's like fun.
How do you feel about that store?
I like it, yeah. I like the vibe. You know what really got my attention when you said there was a daycare? Because kids love ice cream, parents love ice cream, something to do with the kids when they're bored, you know. It's going to be a really great new place for the parents to go with the children, you know, after they pick them up. Or I really, as soon as you said that, it felt like, oh, you're in the right spot. Because then the families, you know, families are going to keep you busy, right? Families, that's what they do. You know, think of when you were a kid, you know, it was hot night out. You just wanted to get out and walk around. You go get some ice cream. Well, something to do. I did it as a kid, too. And that really felt right on when you said that. You're in the right place. That really felt really good to me. So, yeah, it feels like a good spot. And you got hair. You got a lot of people coming in if they're getting their hair done. It's a good visual spot. It feels like you will definitely be seen. And you know, and ice cream is a universal thing, like you said. It's what everybody loves. So it's like, you know, and having that sense of it being a community place, you know, is really what is going to make the difference. You know, that you can
have. You got it.
Yeah. I get that. It's more about that you are offering this new place for people to go to. It's like going to be the next hot spot. So I feel like within the next month, once you get the inside painted and you get the your furniture and you get it all done and you lease the property, you lease the, you know, the coolers and all that you need, that is going to be much better than spending all the money and owning everything. Because,
you got it.
You know, it doesn't feel necessary to buy it if you could lease it.
Okay.
You know, it's less money per month that you'll have to, you know, that you're actually trying to catch up with. You're just going to have to pay whatever it is. I really agree with that. And also, you never know that, you know, once they're used, sometimes the businesses, once you've used the product, they're more apt to sell it to you at a discount.
Right.
Yeah, my girlfriend
did
that. She was
towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end, exactly. So
you
might be able to get exactly the same equipment that you are already using and offer them and say, I'll give you $7,000 for it, you know, whatever it is, and they'll probably take it. So it's actually going to save you money in the long run by not buying it outright.
Got it.
Yeah, it feels good. Don't worry about this. Just keep the focus, and it's going to be fine. I do get that you may have to just delegate where the money might come from just to open, and that's fine, you know?
Okay.
Absolutely okay. And, you know, have punch cards where people, when they come in, they get a free ice cream after the fifth one, you know, things like that. Keeps things, people wanting to come back. Things like that. Those are marketing things I see working for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank
Let me
you.
Know how it goes. So, I'm going to see it.
I will, Patty.
All right.
Thank
love.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello. It's a... Hi. 561.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, good. So what's been going on for you?
Well, I have a 15-year-old son, and... And he just, he just turned 15, and he's just, he seemed like he was sort of starting to come out of this mood of his, but his father and I have a legal problem pending, and we went back to court last month, and it seems like when we went back to court, my son's behavior got worse again, and I'm after him to lose weight because he's put on like 60 pounds in 2 years that this legal problem's been going on. And mm-hmm. I keep begging him, you know, to go to the gym with me, to walk with me, and
mm-hmm.
I just can't get through to him. And he's been seeing a therapist, but unfortunately the therapist that he's seeing also is very overweight.
Oh, great. So, yeah, how can she help him with
mm-hmm.
something? Yes, I hear you. All right, let's see what the cards say. Well, that's interesting. Reach out. Yeah, reaching out is going to help you maybe find the right and perfect person for him, you know? It doesn't feel like where he is what is helping him. So we really have to start to reach out around you to see if there's something other than what you have done. You know, now camp could be a good idea for him. You could go online. There is a camp that I read about for it's like a weight loss camp for teenagers. And they go for the whole summer and they learn better habits. They exercise them. It's really a very nice energy. And I know actually they had a show. It was a documental type of show on this particular place. And it was for young teenagers who needed to lose weight. You know, remember something. Weight is just a kind of a, if somebody's stuffing their feelings, okay, and young kids who don't really know how to deal with what's going on, they can stuff a lot of things through food. So what I'm getting around him is that's how he internalizes his emotions by food, like feeding himself what he doesn't get, in a sense, or his own self-esteem, you know? So I really get a sense of him being needing to grab hold of his own power, you know, his own voice, his own likes, what he wants to be doing. And it feels like he's not having a voice in his life. And maybe because of going back to court and going back and forth between you two, that it has left him in a sense of being in the middle, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we can do, the only thing you can do is know what he needs. And you might not be the person to give it to him because you're too close to him, you know? So go online. I want you to go online. Do some homework. Look under camps, weight loss camps, and see if you can find one in your area or one that you would send him to. And I have a feeling that would be the best thing for him, you know, is something new and exciting, and that, you know, you're just going to say, this is really going to help you. And if he's willing and open, which hopefully at first he might not be, but maybe once he goes and meets other kids, he might say, hey, I like it. It's a good place. But I really get that we need to establish his own self-esteem. You know what I mean? Like, who is he, you know, in the world? How does he want to be represented out in the world? And so through other kids is the only way for him to get that information. You know, not through what we say or what we think, because, of course, we're his parents. So he needs to be recognized and approved of through other kids, you know. And when you're 60 pounds overweight, it's not easy.
No, it isn't.
It's not. It's really, really hard. So what I'm getting is he may have felt bad, and that might have left him or led him down the road of eating too much. But now he feels really bad because now he's 60 pounds overweight. You know, and that is actually layering the low self-esteem in the world. How can you get up from that place? You know what I mean? So we need to help them. We totally need to help them and kind of give them a place to go that they have the information that he won't listen from you, but he'll listen from them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, do it. You can do it. And to me, it's the only way. I realize that the more... If I have a son, he's 12, and the more I would focus on what I'd like him to do or change, the less he would do it.
Yeah.
You know? And so what I really got is all I can do is do it myself. So I would say, I'm going to take the dog for a walk. I'm going to go for a bike ride. Why don't you come? And I would invite him to come. And then as soon as I shut the TV off, and this is something you have to know, if he's in front of a screen of any kind, shut it off. All right? Shut it off, look at him in the eye, and say, come on, let's go for a walk. You know, let's go for a bike ride. Let's go to the gym and really look at him and get his attention, because that those screens just suck their life right out of him, you know. And the next thing you know, you've lost your kid in the screen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really do that. Really, I have a sense that if you can just get, and I get reach out is really the biggest card you're going to get. It's really going to say, you can't do this alone. This isn't a, this is a job for your, you know, your village. You know, how do you raise a child? You, the village helps you raise the child, not just you. So let's think bigger and know that he needs this, absolutely. And this is a great time to do it over the summer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, he has the time. He can go and, you know, a new place to be. And I just get that if it's your answer. That's your answer. Yeah, let's see what it says here. And it does say, yeah, it's not an emergency. I get that if you do this now, it won't be a bigger problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll come around. He will. Once he can start to like himself and look at himself and feel his own, you know, sense of pride in his body, you won't have to do anything. Even just, you know, even when you think of when you lose, like, or when I lose, like, 10 pounds, I feel better. It doesn't have to be like, you know, 50. It can just make you feel better just to start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just keep that vision for him. You know, always keep the highest vision for him. That's something that we have to always know, that inside of everybody is this high, high vision of what they really would like to be doing. And that could be, you know, reaching this goal weight, you know, and being feeling better about his body. So that's what I'm going to see for him. As for the Lord, as for your husband and you and all that, it feels like it's very money related, you know.
He stopped paying his child support last year, and it hasn't been a pretty sight. It's been very bad between us.
So every time you go to court, it brings everything back up again for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the court's been dragging us on for. I filed the papers in November. Here we are. I still haven't heard anything to get back to court.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. They just keep dragging, because I've been trying to do it myself, because I don't have the money for a lawyer, and he's got the money for the lawyer, and I think his side is manipulating the whole process.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you could ask for some help. That could be what the reach out is too. I mean, help not to pay for it, but they have sometimes the counties have services that you can call, and they will represent you in divorce. My girlfriend just used it; she didn't pay for it, she lives in San Diego, and they appointed somebody for her during her divorce.
We've been divorced 9 years.
Oh yeah, but every time she goes to court, because she's still in court with this guy, she has a representative there for her. So she's not alone. She's not alone. But, yeah, it's money related is his power. That's what it feels like he does. He tries to manipulate through money.
Yeah.
And that's how he does it, you know. So you just have to let go of it, too, to the point where you know he's going to play this game. You're actually aware of it. You're not affected by the point where you're not affected, meaning like you're not angry taking it out on anybody else. You're just aware of his behavior. You know what I mean? So if you can just be aware of somebody's behavior without saying, you know, he's this, he's that, you know, getting involved with the whole drama that they try to pull you into, you're all going to be better off for it, and so is your son. Okay? So because it's really ultimately, see, what happens with a kid, especially in the middle of divorce, is they take on all the energy of those two parents, the anger, the disappointment, the sadness. They take it on. You know, because they're like little tubes, energy tubes that feel everything that the two parents have not allowed themselves to feel. It's true, really. And so I can see why he is weighted down, because he is vibrating and picking and feeling all what's happening to you, has been happening actually to you too. And so I get that the more we can start to work with some sort of forgiveness, I mean, even if you can get a little bit, okay, a little bit, it will start to lighten the energy around this whole thing, and you can move on too, you know, which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forgiveness. I mean, even if it's just a bit, I want you to try to find something in you can say to yourself that makes you forgive him for his behavior. You know, I love Jesus. Forgive them. They knew not what they did. That's the only thing I remember sometimes. I have to get to a place that really sees that they didn't know any better. And they just are being, in a sense, blind. They're just reacting blindly. So if you can find that in some way, you know, in your heart to start the forgiveness of the whole situation, it's going to help your son, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me know if I, you know, if you could email me, email pattyrio@AOL, your email. And if I, when I find that camp, I'll email you it, okay? Because I know I was just looking at it. I have another friend that has a similar situation, and we were looking at it. So let me see if I can find it, and I'll email it to you and see what you think, okay? So Patty, PattyRio@AOL. And as soon as I get your email, I can email you the information. All right, love? Okay. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? 000-012-35. Hello, you're on Heart and Soul.
Hello.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello, are you talking
yes.
to me?
Yes, I am. I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure. Hi. My name's Sue, Patty,
hi.
And can you tell me, is there romance coming up for me?
Oh, romance. All right, let's see. Let me pull some cards and see. Let's see. All right. Be patient. That's the first card. All right, be patient. And the first card was say no. So, if there was something coming around you or somebody coming around you, they're kind of saying that no, to not to go there and to be patient and that, you know, let's see, and then give it to God. In a sense, just be more free about your desire in wanting to meet somebody. So, because then you're not just, you know, and then seek an expert. So when I say seek an expert, when especially if you're looking for love or someone special, seeking an expert could mean that they would like you to ask for what you'd like, a Match.com or Harmony or some kind of where you will be help, an expert will help you meet the right and perfect person. Or even a matchmaker could be something of help too. And then it says get over yourself, which is really interesting. So when you get over yourself, you really have just started to kind of not take everything's so serious, you don't listen to the negative energy that your brain or your mind could be saying about dating again or anything. Getting over yourself means you're just going to step, you're going to let yourself step aside so the universe can work for it with you. Okay? In a sense, helping you. And then it says invest in your spirit. When I see that, I really get that that person you might be wanting to attract has a spiritual essence to him, you know. And so investing in your spirit, when I see that, it really makes me think that possibly this gentleman is going to be around spiritual awareness. Like could be a group, could be a workshop, it could be something that you go to a church or something that vibes at a spiritual level. Okay, so keep that in mind. Maybe even if there's a dating service that has a spiritual vibe to it, that might be better for you because you really do want somebody like that, you know. It does feel good. It doesn't feel like if there's someone, they're saying no to the first person that comes to you. So be aware there may be somebody interested in you that isn't appropriate, you know. And this is the thing. When you turn on the vibe, when you turn on the bright lights of trying to or being the attractive energy in the world, when you're single and you really have the energy that I am ready and open to meeting somebody, you know, will attract everything. It's not just the one person. You attract the ones that you might not want, too. But you will be attracting some like that. So you will be aware that, gee, I didn't really, why am I attracting? But that's just because you've turned on the light inside of you that is the beacon that's, in a sense, hoping, in a sense, matching the energy that you've just turned on. So remember that. It's like if you walk in a room and you're all beautiful and you're shining like your goddess self that you want to be, then you're going to attract everybody in the room, right? Not just one person. So just realize that. That's okay. But that's a good sign that, that it's happening, you know. And that's probably what they just recommend. They're just letting you say it's, you know, not going to happen within that one person that's going to come towards you. It might be a little bit down the road, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Sue. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello, it's a 786 number. Who am I talking to?
It's me.
It's
Hello.
You. Hi there.
It's me. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I wasn't sure if it was me or not.
That's
My name is James. I'm sorry.
Hi, James.
Hi. I'm open to whatever you're picking up.
All right. Let's see. Oh, interesting. Now, I shuffled the deck, and it does say no. Okay. So it looks like of a relationship. When I look at this card, it's like to say no to a relationship that might be around you,
okay.
Which is interesting. So there might be someone interested in something going on that it's best to say no to. That's really
okay.
What it's giving me that kind of vibe about. And then, of course, then give it to God, which is always important to me, is just to kind of see that, you know, the more I step out of my own way, the more things sometimes change. And then open your heart. Interesting. And call your spirit home. Let's see. And lend a hand. Interesting. Well, of course, it does. The vibration is open your heart, call your spirit home, and lend a hand. So to me, it's really it's kind of on that same level, you know, of creating it from an open space, from your open heart, you know, creating everything from that open space, you know, and coming from your heart. Call your spirit home. When I see that, I know that there's a voice in there. You know, when you call your spirit home, you're using your voice to bring spirit out into the world and also into your body. So through your voice, through singing, through speaking, is how you call your spirit home, you know. So it would make me know, James, that your voice is a very important one in the world, and to get hold of that importance for you is going to help you decide what it is you need to do in the world, you know, completely and utterly. So, and then it says you are not afraid, which is really a great vibe about, like, looking at the big mountain in front of you and saying, I'm not afraid, I know I can do this. So there comes a point of it being that confidence that you have in yourself that says, I can do anything. As long as I set my sights on it. And I do get that about you, James. I totally do. I feel like you're a very old soul in a very young body. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it feels like you've lived many lifetimes. And so this one is going to be a fast and furious one, in a sense, where whatever you decide to do, it will happen. It will manifest itself because you have these past lives, in a sense, living through you. You know,
right.
So where, you know, somebody might say, how do you know how to do that? You just do, you know,
right.
You know, it feels like when I'm around you, it feels like I'm around a 50-year-old guy, you know,
yeah,
I really do.
I get that a lot.
I know. I feel like I'm in a very mature presence of a very mature spirit, too, which is really something because then that presents a problem when you are young. And yet you have this older spirit, and you're saying, well, I know that I can do this. I know that I could do this. And in a sense, the world hasn't caught up with you yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So it feels good to me for you to know that it will catch up. All right?
Okay.
I really
get
that towards the end of your 20s, it feels like 28, 29, 30 is when so much is going to start to happen. You know, it just feels like really big stuff, like business-wise, music-wise. You know, things are going to start to roll. But it is because the world finally sees you for the mature person that and the capable person that you are. And age kind of brings that. You know what I mean?
Right.
To so many people, you know, they all accept a 30-year-old, you know, getting up and being a minister than a 25-year-old. You know?
Right.
I don't
that's
know
very,
why,
very
but,
true.
Yeah, I don't know why that's true, but it's true. And so you haven't caught up with your spirit yet in a sense of age and appropriate things. So don't worry about it. You are going to. And it feels like just keep your keep your joy happening. Keep your voice being heard, which is important. I do get a beautiful voice on you, Jane. I mean, I really do. I mean, I hear it. You are just talented. So I really want you to go towards that if you haven't, and really go towards that as strong as possible as you can. Okay?
What advice would you give someone in my position? Because a lot of my inner frustration has been exactly what you said, being such an old spirit and a young body and not being taken seriously. Not that you're looking for, you know, acceptance or some self-identification, but it's just that you have so much wisdom and insight and you see it where it can be applied so many ways, but it's not very accepting because of how you look and how you I'm 26 and I have the spirit of a 50-year-old, and that's not to brag or anything, but
no,
I do in the meantime while you're
I understand it, but you know, look at it this way. As long as you are in your own self developing your gifts, and that's really important, it will come to fruition that those around you will accept you as you are, in a sense, in your wisdom. So right now, it's just your education time of figuring out what it is that you want to do in the world, okay? You're just doing that because you can do anything. I mean, that's like not a very – that is a very difficult place for a lot of people to get to. And
absolutely.
You're already there, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, you're good at music, you're a good writer. I feel like you could put – if I said to you, could you make a jingle about this? And I gave that your job is to make it – you could do it. In a second, you'd have a really great tune. I get a lot of talent around you. And in because of that, I really get that that's why it's so difficult to figure which path to go. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I love it, and I understand it, but it doesn't allow for you to get focused on one thing, you know, being. But that's okay. I really get that this is the time for you to explore all those areas, to go into dance, to go into music, to go into writing, to go and just and get it until you don't want to do it anymore. Keep doing it, you know. And it feels like that the door will kind of say, oh, that was okay, but that wasn't as much fun as I thought. Or, you know, it just feels like music and singing is really going to be a big thing around you. I really get that. I mean, I feel like if there was a competition and you went in it, you would win. Okay?
Wow.
I do. I can only say that. So if that's true, I just would get yourself to get practicing. You know?
Right.
Get practicing. Right. Get really confident in that, and then it will happen for you.
Okay.
You know, and so then you'll get that reward by being the success that you are, okay, by the world seeing and hearing you. I really do get that, yeah.
Okay.
And I do get that you have been on this planet in many, many times, okay, so
yeah.
That is the old soul part, but that's the good side part too, because this is the wisdom that you have, that you are already in the world. And you are doing your ministering in the sense to people who need to hear you, you know, your friends, the people you meet. You know, I get that. You have to realize that you are already in great support of people's spirit already. So, you know, if there is like a, it feels like when I look around you, you could be doing, helping kids out, like helping teenagers find their way, you know, because they will look at you. With great, you know, you are older than them by 10 years, but you're so much wiser than your 26 years that you'll have a lot to teach them. So instead of, you know, this is where I want you to turn your vision around. Instead of look to the older people to accept you, I want you to look at the younger people because they will accept you.
That's good. That's true.
Okay?
True.
They really will, and it's just an automatic thing, you know? That they will want to hear what you say, or in a sense, you can help them. You know, I get that you're just looking at the adults, and you have to forget about them and just look at the younger kids. Be in a sense to really see your wisdom, and then you'll be fine.
That's
absolutely
perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for understanding. Thank you.
All right, love. Don't you worry. You know, it will all catch up.
Thank you so much.
Okay, love. Well, have a good day. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hold on. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul, 510 area code. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi,
how
can
are
you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good, pretty good. This is actually my first time calling. So.
Okay. Well, welcome. What's your name?
I'm Kendra.
Hi, Kendra. How nice to speak with you. Is there anything going on? I like to kind of stick with one area of your life that may need some information. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically right now, I just have some questions about my career and where I'm going to go with that. Like, there's so many different things I'm doing right now, and I'm just trying to get to focused and, like, just try to get some guidance from the universe and just lead me to where I'm really supposed to be. Like, I cater, I act, I sing, you know, I do housekeeping. I'm a single mom, and it's like I just want to be able to take care of my children. And, you know, be able to afford my own lifestyle with a career that I really, really enjoy. So I'm just trying to get guidance on the path and where I need to be.
Okay. All right. So the first card was see the light. And then detox. Now, detox is usually when it's all green. It's like somebody eating wheatgrass juice. You know, so it's really about looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And getting really serious about detoxing the things out of your life that don't work. So detox is not only about physical, you know, detox, but it's about emotional, energetic detox too. So I want you to look at that and see if there are people or things that you're doing that are stressful or toxic to your body or to your spirit.
Okay.
Okay? And then it says love your body. Okay, so detox and love your body go together. So it's really telling you to look at the things within that you, and to really embrace the sense of who you are at a deeper level. So when you detox, you're taking away things that are hurting you, okay? So, and when you love your body, you love it to the point where if it doesn't like sugar, you take it out. If it doesn't like wheat, you stop eating it. You know, you are in control because you love your body. You know, it's a different thing when you just kind of, when you're dragging your body around and you really aren't happy with it, you know, you don't care what you put into it. But as soon as you love it, as soon as you say, thank you for, you know, for supporting me, for giving me my children and for all the wonderful things that you do and for walking and being able to do everything I do, and you're really thanking it and loving it, it's a whole nother vibration of what we'll be doing. And the fourth card is talk to God. I get that you are, and I get that you're a very spiritual being, and I know that you're in communication with God, you know, so in a sense with your own God. And then it does say, just sing. So talk to God and just sing, really connected, would mean that you have a voice, in a sense, that's a spiritual voice that would be singing and, in a sense, speaking, or, you know, in a sense, that is where your spirit is heard through your voice.
This is amazing. It's because the first thing is last year, you know, I lost about 35 to 40 pounds. And this year, I kind of was at a standstill, like at a plateau, and I started to, you know, bring the negative food back into my life again. And then I'm kind of becoming obsessed with losing the weight again. Like, this is a constant thing in my body, in my mind. Like, I got to lose the weight. And I'm telling myself, the more you tell yourself that, the more you're probably not going to lose the weight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just, you know, and I was thinking today, like, you know, I pray, but, you know, I haven't had that connection with him lately. I'm going to be honest. And I said, you're not talking to him anymore. So that really is important. I'm glad that you actually brought me back to that. So the whole thing about singing, so it's basically not just singing, but being able to let my voice be heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Voice be heard, and in a sense, it's like when you sing, you are talking to God. And it's like when you go to, I love when I go to like churches and the people are really singing from their hearts. You know, it's like they are really talking to God. So this vibration of these two cards together really bring me to that point of surrendering, in a sense, and letting go of everything to the point where when you sing, you cry. You know, it's like so much being felt, you know. So when you were at that really deep level of communication with spirit, it really brings you home. You know, it brings
right.
you right where you want to be, and you're
right.
no longer separate from it anymore. So I get that. That's all it's really saying to me. It's just like, and then it does say clean up your mess. Okay, now mess, in a sense, is energetic mess. It means, like you said, I was doing good, and I let these other things back in, and then
mm-hmm.
in a sense, it's really telling you to put it back out, to get clean
right.
up, get, you know, go through everything, look at your refrigerator, if it's got sugar in it, it's got dairy in it, it's got wheat in it, take it out and throw it away.
Right.
You know, don't buy it anymore. Buy the fresh things. Go down go. I go in the market and I go around. I go in a circle. I never go in the center aisle.
You never go inside the aisles.
Yeah.
Wow,
I never go in the middle. I just go in the round and I get all the fresh stuff, and then that's it. And really, a lot of people are sensitive. If you have a tough time losing weight, just think of it, possibly you have some allergies. And that's what I'm picking up around you. You may have some wheat allergies or dairy or egg allergies, which is in everything. And as soon as you eat it, guess what? You become toxic. And toxics, you know, that detox would make me feel that it's possibly you're having a little allergic reaction to it. And guess what you get? You gain weight. And usually, and this is an important reality, what you are allergic to, you crave.
Right.
All
and
right.
I crave wheat. I crave bread.
Yeah. Okay. So I want you to look at it. That's what it's trying to tell you. If you are craving and it's really hard not to eat it, then you are allergic to it. Okay. Because
okay.
when it's a neutral thing in your body, you can either take it or leave it. But when you are addicted to something, just like a cigarette, you want it. You want that pizza. You know, it's like you dream
right.
about the pizza. And so what I'm getting is if you can just, for like 3 or 4 days, take those things out of your life, the wheat and the dairy and anything like that, it will be a hard 5 days. I'm not telling you it's going to be too easy because it feels like you are addicted to it. You, after the fifth day, you won't think about it anymore. It's not,
okay.
you'll get the toxin levels down to a minimal feeling, you'll lose weight, and I know you'll lose a lot, more than you think, if you take those things out. So I get that this call was about you just getting back on track for yourself, because
right.
the only way that you will get clear on what it is you want to do is by getting really feeling really good about yourself. You know, loving your body, getting back in a sense focused on you, you know, because mothers, I mean, we're always kind of caring about everybody else first,
right.
Second or third or fourth, you know, on the list. So it's really about just reminding you that this is your life. You can do this. Don't let those negative things, you know, enter into it. But if you are trying to lose weight while you are allergic to something and you're still eating what you're allergic to, you won't lose weight.
Right.
You will not lose
wow.
weight. It's not possible. So, and that's
right.
probably what the universe wanted you to hear right this moment. You know, just have the fruit in the morning. Have everything but wheat. Okay, you can have oatmeal. You can have buckwheat. You actually don't have buckwheat. You can have amaranth, quinoa. Any of those grains are fine because they have no sugar. They have less sugar in them. So you can still have the grain. You can even have brown rice. Brown rice, fine.
Okay.
So you can, you don't have to go without that, you know, that satisfying starchy thing that we love, but just don't do wheat, okay? And do,
I won't.
Do full grain, you'll be fine. I know you're going to call me next week and say, guess what, I lost 5 pounds. I know this is why you called. And clean up your mess is another indicator of it being that there are things in your life that just need to get cleaned out, and you'll be fine. And then the rest of it is just give yourself the best. I love it.
Okay.
Because when you give yourself the best, like we were talking about, you are actually saying to the universe, I love me. I love my life. I thank
right.
you for every minute that I'm here. And the next thing I get is that you're one thing, and it feels like you are a very multitask woman, like you can
yes.
do a lot of things. Yeah, I'm around you. I'm like, oh, I'm really good at this. I can do that. And you have got your hands in lots of things that you're good
mm-hmm.
at, you know? So I think as you start to clean up and get clearer, you will get a clearer vision, because think about it this way. Your body's the temple, and whatever
mm-hmm.
it shows you is going to be at the level of, in a sense, clarity that your body has. Okay, so if you are unhappy with your body or if you're toxic in any way, you're not looking through the healthiest eyes that you can be in the universe that's out there. So I always look at it like, oh, my body's a temple. Okay, so, you know, how would I treat a temple? You know, I would clean it really clean, and I would make it shiny, and I would, you know, give it flowers. You know what I mean? I would, you think about it, I would give it everything beautiful, in a sense, fresh air. I'd open the window. I mean, so I want you to treat your body like it is the temple that it is, and go out for the walks and do the meditation. You know, even if it's a 10-minute meditation, or put some music on that makes you just go to a really peaceful place. I mean, music is a really wonderful way to meditate if you don't know how. So just put some really quiet music on and just, you know, focus in. And that's when the relationship with you, in a sense, in your divine self, will start to get together again, you know.
Absolutely.
And everybody gets
Absolutely.
Away. Yeah, everybody gets away from it. It's not. It's very hard to do and to keep that connection, that relationship that you have with your own spirit when you're really, really busy, you know.
Right.
And you're
right.
Every minute, everybody's taking all your minutes away from you. So, at the end of the day, you're kind of on empty. So it really
right.
just means that even if before you go out in the world, before your foot touches that ground, I want you to open your eyes and know you're awake and don't get out of bed.
Okay.
And if you have like some music that's very relaxing, put it on then and just turn it on and put your headphones on and just listen to it for like 5 minutes. Even if you could get a meditation tape and start your day, start your day in that nice, calm, centered, innocent space that allows for you to appreciate everything that's going to happen, you know? So to me, it's like if you're so busy, you can't do any of it. You know, you can't take care of yourself, you can't cook correctly, you can't take the walks for you. You know, you're just so busy that you've actually kicked yourself right out of your life. You know,
right.
I have more friends like that. I'm like, okay, so where did you fit in all this that you've done? And they're
right.
like, I don't fit in. And it's like, well, no wonder. You know, you don't have a life. You know, you have given other people luxuries of having nice things and good food and all the good stuff that you do but for yourself, it has to happen first, you know? And so it's just a friendly reminder from another woman who does a lot of things like you. I really know that you just have to take, even if it's 10 minutes, then it will be 20 minutes, and then you won't give those 10 minutes or 20 minutes to anybody. Because they're the yours. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, no, I'm on my list.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh my
much
God,
love, though.
Awesome.
Much love. It is. I do get food around you.
Yeah.
I do get that's what you're really good at, if you wanted to know. The energy of almost like a healthy cuisine, catering, vegetarian. I get that the cleaner you get in your own diet, you will then translate that into the world, and people will start to want that too, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if if you come up with some gluten-free or wheat-free menus that are really good for you, I have a feeling that if you started writing your recipes down, you could turn this into a great cookbook or something that you could sell and make some money. It feels like you are going to be your own business, you know?
See, that's what I'm...
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so I get that you have to take what you love and then really just start to write it down. You know, like in cooking, and healthy cooking is like everybody's into it, right? Everybody.
Right.
And if they're not, they want to be. So
right.
let's say you start to write your story about how you found out you were allergic to wheat. And you start to then alter your diet. And you even do like a video camera of yourself losing the weight, you know. And then you put it on YouTube and everybody gets hits and they know about your diet and you sell. It feels like you are going to be your business.
Huh.
Yeah, I really get that. I really get that. Once you get a hold of this and you say, yeah, if I can do this, and I'm going to talk like about what it was, how hard it was for you and what happened. Your story is where you have a lot of power.
That's funny because I've already started doing that.
Great.
That's
it's happening
funny.
Already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's happening.
Okay, wow. I just, wow, this is amazing. Okay.
All right. So you wanted to know if you were on the right page. You are absolutely on the right page. So all you have to do is just continue and start to manifest it in what it does for you. Okay. So when you turn it into a personal project, there's a lot of energy there and there's a lot of truth. You know, it's not just a normal, it's not just another cookbook. It's a cookbook that worked for you.
Right.
Yeah, different, isn't it? Because
yes,
then there's
it
a story. Then there's a story and there's a person and there is a whole lot of human qualities to what it is you're saying in the world that you've done. So it has to be your own story. Your own story is what's happening right now.
Right.
And to me, this is where you're going to really make your money and also have a business. It feels like almost like a book. It feels like a book. I'm feeling like it's paper and I'm looking at a book and I'm learning how to do something. And it's really about getting myself off of gluten and wheat and food and stuff like that. It feels like I'm learning that when I'm looking at your book. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, welcome to the world. You're here.
Thank you so much.
And we need
much.
You. You know, we need you. This is something we need. The planet needs this information. So the more you get it, the more you can help other people. Just wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. I feel
bye-bye.
So much better.
Yes.
You have a great
good luck.
Day.
Let us know how. Let me know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Hello. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello. It is a 323 number, 202. Hello, you're on Heart and Soul. Hello. 323 number, 202. Hello. You're on Heart and Soul. Hello. Oh, let me see. Hold on. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Hi, 323. Hello. Hi, I'm hearing you. I can hear you breathe. This is a 323-202 number. Hello, you're in Heart and Soul. Hello? Hello, everybody. Oh, okay, so 323 number, you are in Heart and Soul if you'd like to talk to me. Hello? I don't know, maybe they don't know their number. Hello? Hello, hello. I hear you. Well, hello? You're in Heart and Soul. Hello? Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to try to get to you later. Hello? I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. I guess you have it on mute. Hello? 323? Hello, 323 number. You're on Heart and Soul. Hello? Okay, well, I couldn't get that last person. I am going to be on, it's called the Cosmic Tara, tomorrow night from 7 to 9. So if I didn't get a chance to read for you tonight, please call in next. It's on Wednesday night. It's always a Wednesday night from 7 to 9. And hopefully I'll get to read for you. Just remember, everyone, the answer is always right in front of you. There's never a lot of things that isn't really being shown to you. That if you just took a second to look and listen, your answer would be clear on exactly what it is that you need to do on in this planet. And we need you. We need you so desperately, everybody, to wake up, to learn your lessons, and then be the great teachers that you can be for everyone out there. Blessings to everyone. Please keep us in your hearts and call me tomorrow night from 7 to 9 at the Cosmic Tara. Thank you so much, love. Bye-bye.